morning. It's 9 a.m. I'm Raul Bro, and this is the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. We're going to start off this morning's program with one of Eric Clapton's favorite blues artists. He had 1 foot in Chicago and 1 foot in Texas, and he put out some great, great blues during his lifetime. From 1970, here is Freddie King.
freight train. I'm gonna leave this town. Wait, done got hard.
From 1957, that was Howling Wolf doing City on Top of the World, a number that was made famous by the Mississippi Sheiks back in the early 1930s. Prior to hearing Howling Wolf, we heard Freddie King, and Freddie was definitely well associated with Wolf's music and Wolf himself. In fact, it's believed that Freddie was on several recordings as a second guitarist behind Hubert Sumlin on some 1960 output studio output of Howling Wolf. We heard Freddie King again from 1970. He did an autobiographical number called Palace of the King. Freddie's hard-driving, sort of rock-inflected guitar work and his powerful vocals ended up being attracting a lot of young white kids into blues, kids that otherwise had been were beginning to burn out on a lot of the acid rock of the late 60s and early 70s. Next here on the Blues Box on KRVS, we're going to turn to a tune that Willie Dixon wrote for Howling Wolf. Wolf recorded this one, I think it was in 1960 or so, and it was covered by a number of people over the years. It had its roots in a Charlie Patton tune that supposedly was, some believe, was more about drugs than anything else. Willie Dixon's version is about sex. We're going to listen to Robin Ford from his disc Soul on 10 do his treatment of the Willie Dixon tune Spoonful.
For me, man lies about a little. Some of them cries about a little. They might even die about a little. Everybody's fighting about it. That's fool, that's fool, man. That's fool, that's fool, man. My soul. Man lies about a little. Some of them cries about a little. Might even die about a little. Everybody's fighting about it. So that's fool, that's fool, man. So that's fool, that's fool, man. So that's fool, that's fool, that's we'll be right back.
from another man. Man lies about a little. Some of them cries about a little.
Robin Ford again from the disc Soul on 10. That one came out about 3 years ago. Ford with the rendition of Spoonful, written by Willie Dixon. We have a couple more Willie Dixon compositions coming up next here on KRVS. First, from a fairly recent recording by Cassie Taylor. Here's Cassie with a number that Willie wrote for Muddy Waters back in the 1950s.
Give me all the love and give the whole wide world. I don't want you. alcohol. I don't mind the way you talk. But if you touch me, something got to give. I live the life of love, and I love the life I live. So if you see me and you think I'm wrong, don't worry about me, just leave me alone. My sweet life ain't nothing but a thrill. I live the life of love, and I love the life I live. My diamond ring and my money too. Tomorrow night could belong to you. The girls move me at their will. I live the life of love, and I love the life I live. On a bet this time, 1 minute later I can't cover your dime. Tomorrow night I may be over the hill. I just want you to know, baby, the way I feel. You see me walking and I pass you by. Don't worry about me, cause I could be high. Just forgive me if you will. I live the life of love, and I love the life I live.
Jazz and blues guitarist James Blood Ulmer from his disc Memphis Blood, The Sun Sessions. And that was Ulmer with his rendition of the Willie Dixon composition, I Love the Life I Live. Prior to that, we heard Cassie Taylor doing a rendition of the Willie Dixon tune, I Just Want to Make Love to You. Dixon, of course, the composer of just numerous blues tunes that were recorded by people like Muddy Waters, The Howling Wolf, Bo Diddley, and others during the 1950s and 60s. You're listening to The Blues Box, and we have blues for you till 1 this afternoon.
This program is sponsored by the Office of Dr. Ann Lorentz Dental Artistry, now offering anxiety-free sedation dentistry. Dr. Ann Lorentz Dental Artistry, located at 101 West Marshall Avenue near River Ranch in Lafayette. The number for more information or to schedule an appointment is 406-1110, online at drannlorentz.com.
We have yet another Willie Dixon composition coming up next. Little Walter on blues harp and vocals from 1955.
Who told you that I was fooling around? Who told you that I was doing in town? Out of town.
side.
tears for pain. Well, when you see me cry, darling, please don't let my
Dixon, Willie Dixon with I Can't Quit You Baby, a number that he wrote for Otis Rush back in the 1950s. Otis took that tune to the top 10 of the R&B charts. I think it was 1956, 57, right around that time, and it was the only top 10 charter for Cobra Records at the time, for whom Willie Dixon was producing, arranging, and writing. And we heard prior to Willie Dixon, Little Walter doing another Willie Dixon composition, Walter doing a piece called Who? From 1955. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon here on KRVS. Right now we're going to take a look at some of the music going on around the area. This evening, Bad Camel will be performing at Blue Moon Saloon. The Drew Landry Band, as well as the blues and southern rock band Turchi, will be playing Artmosphere. Scott Allen Stagg is at Bisbano's tonight. AJ and the Bad Cats at Backstage Bar and Grill. And Al Berard's band will be at McGee's Landing this evening. Tomorrow, Sports and Leisure at Artmosphere. Crawfish Cowboy plays Backstage Bar and Grill. The Specklers, as well as the Sour Sedans, will be at Blue Moon Saloon tomorrow night. And don't forget, just about every Saturday afternoon, there's a Cajun Jam at Vermilionville. This Sunday, Gino Delafoss will be playing at Whiskey River, also this Sunday, taking place in St. Martinville, the Creole Zydeco Festival, 19th Annual Creole Zydeco Festival. Things kick off at the Adam Carlson Memorial Park at around 10 a.m. and performing for the festival, Zydeco Ray and the Creole Night Riders. Also, Lil Wayne and Same Old Two-Step, and Lil Nathan and the Zydeco Big Timers. Then on Monday evenings, don't forget a bluegrass jam at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette. Tuesday is Songwriters Night at Artmosphere, Jazz Night at Bisbano's. And Tuesdays and Thursday nights, there's a blues jam at Backstage Bar and Grill. Also, Wednesday night is the night for the Cajun Jam at Blue Moon Saloon. And next Friday evening, Downtown Alive will be kicking off with Kermit Ruffins and his band from New Orleans. So another great season of Downtown Alive starting up very soon. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to a disc, a Zydeco disc that did well on the blues charts for some time. We're talking about Buckwheat Zydeco's Lay Your Burden Down. Here's Buckwheat along with Warren Haynes on guitar, who wrote the tune, a special guest on this track. The title track, Lay Your Burden Down, Buckwheat Zydeco.
Down. It's heavy.
Yeah.
Lay your burden down.
Ow!
Brother! Can you see the stars in the night? Brother!
Yeah.
Support for KRVS comes from Trails, helping build and maintain more bikeable, multi-use pathways and walkable communities throughout Louisiana. Trails focuses on designing bike and pedestrian trails by way of grants, fundraising events, and supporting and promoting bicycling and walking events. Details online at latrail.org.
From 1954, that was blues shouter Big Joe Turner with Shake, Rattle, and Roll, a tune that took him to number one on the R&B charts back in 54, and it was quickly covered by Bill Haley and the Comets. Turner, a really interesting figure in jazz and R&B, and actually in rock and roll. He got his start on the Kansas City scene back in the 1930s, worked with Pete Johnson, Count Basie, also Benny Moten and others, and was later transitioned into blues and jump blues into R&B, and then of course finally some of his early material in the 50s, or I should say the early 50s material of Big Joe Turner, ended up helping pioneer to some extent rock and roll. Big Joe Turner, he was preceded here on the Blues Box by Buckwheat Zydeco. We heard Buckwheat do the title track to his disc Lay Your Burden Down. Again, that one came out in 2009 and got a good bit of airplay on blues radio programs around the country. And we're going to turn next to another fine blues shouter, the late Floyd McDaniel. Back in the 40s, he was with the 40s and early 50s, a group, the Four Blazes out of Chicago, later with the Ink Spots. Here he is with a nice band he put together in the mid-1990s, Floyd McDaniel. He's going to do an old T-Bone Walker tune for us called Let Your Hair Down. Thank you.
it on. Girl, you can't take it with you, and that's one thing for sure. Well, you can't take it with you, that's one thing for sure. There's nothing wrong with you that a little shuffle boogie won't cure. Let your hair down, baby. Let your hair down, mama. Let your hair down, baby. Let your hair down. Let your hair down, mama. Let hair be natural for.
A three-handed woman. She's right-handed, left-handed, and underhanded too. She's a three-handed woman, and she knows just what to do. Yeah, she's a three-handed woman, and daddy, she ain't no good for you. With her right hand, she'll caress you, while the left hand straightens your tie. Then she'll go in the other room and call up another guy. You can take her here and take her there, but you'll find before you're through, you think you're taking her, but Pop, she's taking you. 'Cause she's a three-handed woman, and she knows just what to do. Yeah, woman and daddy, she ain't no good for you. When you take her dancing while your arms around her tight, over your shoulder she's winking her eye at every man in sight. When you kiss her goodnight, she'll tell you you're the one she's crazy about. But you can bet when you walk in, another guy walks out. 'Cause she's a three-handed woman, and she knows just what to do. Yeah, she's a three-handed woman, and daddy, she ain't no good for you. She'll caress you while the left hand dims the light. Then she'll start right in rehearsing for a date tomorrow night. When you put your arms around her, there's a love light in her eyes. a light that shines for you and me and 15 other guys. Thought she's a three-handed woman, and she knows just what to do. Yeah, she's right-handed, left-handed, and underhanded too.
Recorded in France back in 1973, that was Louis Jordan with Three-Handed Woman. By 1973, Jordan's salad days were long since gone, probably 20 years before this. His style of R&B and jump blues had been eclipsed by rock and roll, but in the 1940s and early 50s, he was a great star and a really, really fine innovator in music. He was preceded by Floyd McDaniel. We heard Floyd McDaniel doing the title track to his disc, Let Your Hair Down. And we're going to turn next here on the Blues Box on KRVS to a tune that took Louis Jordan up the charts back in 1941. It was his first sizable hit with his band, The Timpani Five, a tune originally written by Memphis Minnie's first husband, Casey Bill Weldon. We're going to turn, though, to the late Ruth Brown for an example of this number. Ruth, along with a special guest on this track, Bonnie Raitt. Ruth and Bonnie doing a rendition of I'm Going to Move to the Outskirts of Town. No, that isn't it. Let me see. Okay, let's try Ruth again. No, we're having a problem finding her on this this track. Let me see. We'll get it yet. Let's see what we have here.
Hey, Ruth.
Hey, Bonnie.
Wait, word around the neighborhood is that you found some new place to live. Is that the truth?
Oh, I'm moving. That's real.
Really?
I got no choice. Got to go.
Really?
I'm gonna move way out to the outskirts of town. It's really necessary, girl.
Well,
I'm gonna move way out to the outskirts of town.
Tell me about it.
Gonna tell my baby we better move away from here. I don't need no ice man. He better buy a Frigidaire when we move way out to the outskirts of town.
I tell you what, Ruth, you know, you can get your man to bring you the groceries.
Oh, I am.
You better bring them every day.
Uh-huh.
That ought to stop that cute delivery boy.
You've been peeping.
I think you better keep him away, Ruth.
Me too.
Yeah, I seen him. He's coming around my neighborhood, too. And you better move on the outskirts of town.
Yeah, baby.
Somebody with your history, Ruth. That's a good idea.
You heard
about me. Because you don't want nobody getting you in trouble.
Yeah,
now.
I know.
Always hanging around.
I know you know. You kind of knows it yourself. You know
I've
that.
Seen what you can do, girl.
I think you're right, you know. Think I better move way out to the outskirts of town.
That way you won't have nobody to tempt you. always hanging around.
Yeah, girl.
Well, you know, it may seem funny, baby.
Nothing ain't
it's
funny.
As funny as can be.
Uh-huh.
But I've seen all of your children, Ruth, and there's one that looks a whole lot like John Lee's.
Now, you ought to stop, girl.
I think you just better
he may be listening.
Admit it and get yourself way on the outskirts of town. Find a nice golf course with some female caddies.
No
in
telephone.
It. And, you know, you don't want nobody. You already know everybody in town. You got to find somebody where they can't find you and you can just
that
have
place
a nice
does
peace
not
and
exist.
Quiet. You know what I'm saying?
Folks are always calling. Never seem to let me be. But I'm making new arrangements. Ain't gonna have no company. But you, friend, when I move way out to the outskirts of town,
two people just dropping by to check. Always when my husband's just coming out of the shower, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't blame him, honey. I've seen that good-looking husband of yours.
It's like some kind of sensory remote control. Whenever we start something up, that's when they knock on the door.
Oh, it is about time.
Flowers or some kind of groceries. I didn't even order sometimes.
You know, that has happened to me a couple of times. Unfortunately, I didn't have a real good reason. So I just kept the flowers, kept the groceries, too. But you know what? I don't mind you coming by my house because, like I said, I've seen that good-looking husband of yours, and I can trust you. Now, my old man's a little decrepit by now, but at this state of the game, what else is there? That's about all I got. I'll take what I can get. Now, you know, Bonnie, I trust you with your little red head.
You can trust me, girl. I'll be your friend.
Again, Ruth Brown and Bonnie Raitt doing a fine rendition of the old Casey Bill Weldon tune, Gonna Move to the Outskirts of Town. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We also stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. We are listener-supported public radio. Listeners like you keep us on the air with annual contributions. If you are one of those listeners, one of those supporters, we'd like to thank you for that help. And if not, if you're not one of those, we hope that you'll consider becoming a supporter. You can find out all you need to know about that at our website, krvs.org. You are the public in public radio. We're going to break for the news with NPR at 10:01. We'll be back at 10:06 with some B.B. King to kick off the second hour of the Blues Box. And to take us on up to news time with NPR, we're going to turn to Ben Waters on piano with a track from a disc he had out last year called Boogie for Stu. Waters, a fine pianist. He's going to do a tune that Big Joe Turner and Pete Johnson performed at the Spirituals to Swing concert back in 1938 and helped kick off the boogie-woogie craze back then. Ben Waters with a number called Rollin' Pete. Again, this is to take us up to news time with NPR. We'll be back at 10:06.
Just before you pass away.